This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The family of a man who was trampled to death last Friday at a Long Island Walmart is suing. The wrongful death lawsuit singles out Walmart for stirring shoppers into a frenzy. Dimitri Damore was killed as a crowd surged into the Walmart around 5 a.m. to take advantage of Black Friday sales. Commentator Andre Codrescu views the tragedy as part of a bigger problem.
After 9/11, 2001, President Bush told us to go shopping. 7 years later, Lehman Brothers went under. In the aftermath, our panicked leaders prophesied doomsday if we didn't immediately go shopping to save America from recession. And so we went shopping. In rumbling, herd-like elephant masses, we killed a guy who didn't get out of the way fast enough. It's a tragic incident, but by no means meaningless. Shopping is a religion, and some religions demand sacrifices. The Walmart employee died for us on Black Friday, but have we stopped to think what his sacrifice means? Not at all. We're stampeding right on through to the other side of Christmas. We aren't just shopping. We're saving America. There were some voices that said that maybe we should start saving instead of shopping. Save what? The business of America is business, and for you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen, that means shopping. I'm not going to make anything out of the fact that the killer mob stormed Walmart, not Neiman Marcus, because the tragedy could have happened anywhere. Shopping mobs are unstoppable, regardless whether they are after diamond-crusted slippers or Chinese lawn ornaments. The urge is the same. Get to it before they quit running the sale ads and America goes down. And now that we are officially in a recession and too tired from shopping to figure anything out, they are making us feel guilty of murder, which we may well be, but we're just following orders.
Andre Codrescu, poet, novelist, and editor of the online journal Exquisite Corpse.